Pretty Mullet's Gossip.
The gossip. Let's hear what's going on.
All right, obviously the big game last night. Congratulations to Real Madrid. If you've recorded it and you wanted to watch it today, I'm very sorry. I've just ruined it for you there.
Thanks, Big Rossi.
But there was a big performance last night, right?
Yeah, the Black Eyed Peas performed last night. Sans Fergie. A lot of people said it was a bad performance, but have a listen and judge for yourself.
Oh, okay. Black Eyed Peas at the Champions League final.
Show everybody, everybody. Let's get into it. Get stupid. Get it started. Get it started.
That bad, is it?
Not really, but they're doing a lot of gigs. I think they're going to do a Formula One gig as well in one country. I'm not sure.
Well, they're gearing up to do a brand new album, Masters of the Sun. And a lot of controversy started on Thursday because an interview that was done right here with Alon magazine in the country alluded to the fact that will.i.am said that Fergie has now left the group. It's over. She's focusing on her own solo album. She started her own label, and that's it. It's done. A lot of rumors were saying that Nicole Scherzinger was going to replace Fergie, but now will.i.am has come forward to say, listen, Nicole is a part of their upcoming album, but we can't really say in what capacity.
Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole Scherzinger.
Wow.
Now, what is the deal with Fergie? Before they performed at the Champions League final, here's what will.i.am told CNN.
Okay. Have a listen.
Fergie hasn't left the group. She's working on her project, the Black Eyed Peas. We have a career that spans 20 years. When we started the group back in 1995, we got a record deal in 1997. Before there was a Fergie, there was three of us. So we're going to continue and push on this new experience while she works on her solo project.
Oh, before there was a Fergie.
But he did say it. You heard him loud and clear. Fergie has not left the group. So I think what they're going to do is get a lot of different female artists to feature.
So what? I'm lost. What? What's Nicole Scherzinger got to do with it?
Well, that's what I'm... Rossi, you don't listen.
I'm lost. What's she got to do with it? Go on.
Eddie, go ahead.
She's going to be featured on the album.
Thank you, Eddie.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's not like a full-time Black Eyed Peas member. She's not replacing Fergie.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you go. So that is your Black Eyed Peas update. Moving on to Kanye West. So imagine this, okay? Imagine you're at school right now.
Yeah.
And someone comes in, like your football coach, well, in this case, American football coach, comes in and says, we're going to change your uniforms, we're changing your colors, we're changing your team name because Kanye West wants to. This is what's happening in Calabasas High School right now. He wants to help rebrand the entire football program there. He wants to change their name from the Coyotes to the Wolves. He wants to change the colors and design their uniforms. That is so cool.
Are they going to be wearing Yeezys?
I know, right? While playing football. So basically, Calabasas High School has a lot of high-profile basketball and football players right now. So they're getting a lot of worldwide attention. And Adidas actually has a deal with the high school for uniforms.
Wow.
When, of course, Kanye is with Adidas. So that could be pretty cool. He actually went to a meeting there.
Possibly the coolest American football team ever.
Yeah,
is he still in a mountain?
He's off the mountain. He's back in California.
Look at that. Pretty Malik.
And finally, today is the day, guys. The Manchester Benefit concert is happening tonight. I guess it can't come in a more, I guess,
poignant,
time here. So Ariana Grande is back there. Over the weekend, she visited the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital on Friday. She, you know, paid a surprise visit to a lot of kids who were affected from that attack. The show is going to see Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Coldplay, Little Mix, Pharrell, Usher, Niall Horan, and a lot more perform. The tickets to the show were sold out in a record 6 minutes, and all the proceeds will go to benefit the victims of the attack. And of course, overnight, as we woke up, there was another attack in London. They're saying 6 people killed for the moment, 3 suspects shot dead. This was at London Bridge and Borough Market, and they say they have shot dead 3 suspects. We will keep you posted on everything that's happening.
They're trying to divide the country, but it's not going to work, I don't think. Love will prevail tonight, definitely, at that concert.
That's what they always say. Our thoughts and prayers with everyone in the UK.
Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your time.
Peace out, Home Fries.